Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Hey, I don't know if you've heard, but all 56 Riot art and craft stores shut their doors after the company went into liquidation last week, apparently. Mm. But staff members didn't get notice and were apparently informed via text.
Yeah. How crazy.
All stores are closed as of today. You're not required to be at work tomorrow. Massive thank you to everyone for your years of service. All the best for the future.
Catches.
That is harsh. Like, break up via text is pretty. That's the really one of many things that deserves a face-to-face, surely.
Yeah, I think so.
Very strange.
Yeah, so, yeah. Hope they're all doing okay.
Yeah, thoughts with everybody, though, because it's a strange time to be trying to find work. So
yeah.
Yeah. Someone that may be on the hunt for a job soon is Chief Exec of Australia Post, Christine Holgate. Mm. Now, the story's about all of the watch scandals.
Like
a company credit card bought nearly $20,000 worth of Cartier watches. Looks like Australia Post may go on strike even in relation to that, because clearly I don't think, you know, everybody on the front line at Australia Post was behind that kind of decision.
No.
That's something that I think it's fair to say probably wouldn't pass the pub test. You're looking at things that, you know.
No one is like, well, basically we paid for those watches.
Yeah, well, exactly. But I did giggle because in amongst all of it, there was over the weekend, I'm not sure, I think, somewhere out of Australia Post, somebody said, don't forget about the behind the scenes and customs support workers. My wrist is light. It was actually on the Australia Post tweet, like their official Twitter account. It was deleted not long after, but it was, you know.
Please, where's my watch?
Something that made everybody, it was like, yeah, well, not everybody chose to do this. Anyway, I guess is the point.
How crazy is the weather looking, by the way?
35 on Friday.
And then the weekend's back to like...
rain.
Yeah, 29, like, you know, mid-20s, not crazy.
No.
35 on Friday, just that,
it's
boom.
It's
take that.
Yeah, it's these sort of days of kind of full frontal assaults. Like, this
and
is
I feel
the
like I didn't get time for my in-between clothes.
No.
Don't you think? Like, it was winter. I was jeans, jumpers, boom.
Yeah.
Get your singlets and shorts out, it's summer.
Yeah, but also, I don't think the water's had a chance to kind of work out that it's, you know, time yet. Like, because it might be 35, but the water is still, like, arctic. I'm not sure that everyone's down with it just yet.
Everyone's confused. We're not ready for it.
Everybody needs time to adjust. But anyway, that's Friday.
No one knows what's happening. There's Christmas trees up. It's hot, then it's cold, and there's...
Well, you know what?
The water's cold.
I've discovered something that'll make everybody's day better.
Okay.
This is a...
This sounds like the last post.
It does. It's a couple of cats. It's animals with auto-tune.
Just what we all needed. That's it. It's going to number one.
I reckon. Well, maybe not. This is a chook.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I just
never sounded so good.
Oh, and... Oh! I just thought it'd put a smile on your face this morning. Animals
sounds better than a few artists out there, I reckon.
Yeah, I could name a few, but I probably won't.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
First off, the fees of more than 100 TAFE courses have been slashed by the state government. This is part of the new job trainer agreement. It means fees for 180 courses in total now have been cut by up to 72%. So under 25s and eligible job seekers will be able to pay no more than $400 on certain courses.
How good.
Under new arrangements. Pretty good deal. Jobsandskills.gov.wa. No. Jobsandskills.wa. .gov.au can let you know whether you're eligible and what you can do. Now, this week, October 24th through November 1 is Children's Week, celebrating the rights of kids to enjoy childhood and to celebrate their talents and skills and abilities. The theme for 2020 is UNCRC, that's the Convention on the Rights of the Children, Article 15, which states, children have the right to meet together and join groups and organisations as long as it does not stop other people from enjoying their rights. In exercising their rights, children have the responsibility to respect the rights, freedoms and reputations of others, which is the kind of theme that you get for events like this when you let an AI decide what exactly it is you want to celebrate.
Yeah, where's their marketing team? They should have chopped that in half.
They could have done a whole lot better on that anyway. Anyway, it's Children's Week, so let's celebrate the kids.
Leave it at that.
It's also a World Day for Audiovisual Heritage today. It's a reminder to preserve our visual and audio documents, you know, because they're pretty much how we measure the 20th and 21st centuries. So it's worth thinking about what we're leaving behind as our footprint for the future. I mean, if it's based on the stuff in my Facebook feed, if we're not careful about how we curate this stuff, our legacy will be pretty much animal videos and hacks on 5-minute crafts. You know?
Yeah, I know. That's a scary thought.
There's only so much that you can do with a bottle of Coke, you know what I'm saying? and whether or not we want those skills to be passed on to hundreds of years of the future or not, well,
yep.
I guess that's what we all need to decide. Now, it looks like there may be more water on the moon than experts originally thought.
Okay.
A story out today says astronomers have detected water molecules in sunlit areas of the moon for the first time, which I guess is where they previously thought it probably would have evaporated or something. Plus, modelling of the polar regions reckons there may be much more water hiding on our closest neighbour, which makes the plans for a return for humans to the moon much more positive, because the plan is to sort of go there and mine water to make rocket fuel and stuff. So they kind of need the deposits there to get a lot of stuff done. So that's looking pretty good.
But crazy,
I can just imagine the clever entrepreneurs who are trying to come up with a way to market it here already, though. Try new sort of bottled moon water.
Moon water.
Full of moony goodness. Guaranteed to bring out your inner werewolf, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm sure they're going to win. Like, they always come up with their health benefits to moon water.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the moon
I don't know what that would be.
See in the dark?
Yeah, possibly. Especially, I mean, given the fact they'll have to distill it before anyone on the moon could potentially drink it. Let's face it, distillation does make some of the best drinks. Vodka and whiskey, I'm looking at you. See, now, moon whiskey.
Is that moonshine?
I could get behind it. I think it would be actual moonshine. That's it. We're starting the distillery.
Done. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Fan. And with entertainment news that proves in space they can't hear you scream, Nikki Parkinson.
Okay, thank you. The last time we see Daniel Craig as James Bond may be on TV.
Really?
With movie bosses getting serious pressure to release No Time to Die. The movie was recently delayed until April 2021, with reports that streaming giants like Apple TV and Netflix have put down insane amounts of cash for the rights to stream No Time to Die.
Yeah. Yep.
To put it into perspective, Coming to America 2 was reportedly bought by Amazon Prime for more than $120
million. Right.
So imagine
for a Bond.
For a Bond movie would be double, wow. I would have thought,
easily.
At least.
Easily.
So crazy. So, yeah, maybe coming to Netflix. Interesting.
Wow.
Justin Bieber has released a trailer for his upcoming documentary, Next Chapter.
It's growth and it's hope. All the things that we all crave as individuals.
You are good enough. You don't have to put on a front. Who you are is enough.
Okay, interesting.
Sounds inspirational.
Doesn't it?
You can watch Justin Bieber, Next Chapter, on YouTube from Friday. Borat has wished Katy Perry a happy birthday with a special video message.
Yak shamash, Katy Pepsi. I was planning on going sailing in Florida, and so I make internet searching of Orlando water sports. But instead, Mr. Google sent me a photograph of your husband with his out. He have a very good one. It must be nice to see Orlando bloom. You will have a very nice birthday. A lot of cream on your cake.
Oh,
why not?
Of course, if you somehow managed to miss the photos from a few years ago, Katie and Orlando were papped while supboarding on holiday, and Orlando was in the full nud. Kazakhstan has finally embraced Borat with their new tourism campaign using the iconic catchphrase.
Very nice.
Look, if you can't beat them, join them, right?
Oh, why fight it?
And Miley Cyrus just can't stop doing amazing covers. Over the weekend, she had another backyard session for MTV's Unplugged, where she covered Pearl Jam's Just Breathe, and Pearl Jam love it.
Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, and others they've got none. Stay with me.
the beer so from up here. Good. It's I don't know. It sounds like maybe a Jack Daniels or a beer commercial.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Anyway. Right, expensive one if you're getting Miley to sing it.
Singing a Pearl Jam song, yeah.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.